Welcome to 30 Minute Reviews. I am Adam. So today is the finale of Loki, as we have talked about prior to this point. So you will be able to watch that, and I'll have a review up tomorrow. I have not watched it yet, but the ending has been spoiled for me from no shortage of 6 articles from various websites. One in particular, I'm not going to call them out because I use them to get my news on a regular basis, but here's the thing. The spoiler doesn't bother me. I don't care about it getting spoiled because I predicted it week one, what was going to end up happening, and if you listen to Beware of Spoilers, you can see that. I'm not making that up. But I think that if I, like, how do I put this? If I were to put up 4 articles that are conveying the exact same piece of information, just with different titles, I feel like that's spamming. I'm sorry, that's spamming. I sometimes my speech impediment comes out when I get annoyed, because I have to consciously think about not having it be as bad as it should be, as it is. And sometimes it takes the back burner. It's like my mom's accent. She sometimes has a very thick New York accent. But here's the thing. I'm going to say what the spoiler is, because at this point, if you don't know it, you probably don't care. The spoiler being, I mean, and the thing is, too, it's like, this is information that was widely reported well before this point. This is going to end up happening because it was leaked online beforehand. And then on top of it, It was spoken about at length from a number of people who were speculating about it. It makes sense when you take into context what's going on in the show and all of that. The spoiler being that, you know, Kang was behind it all the time. And I kind of had a sense of that, you know, after episode 5. But I'm going to get more into it once I actually watch the episode and don't just have that one part spoiled for me. But I saw 4 articles all with the same thing. And what happens is it's kind of the same thing as when you see a video, it's like, explained, the ending of Black Widow. And it's like, I watched it, I saw Black Widow, and then I see this article, this video, and I'm like, am I stupid? Like, did I miss something? Like, and that's the thing that's going to get you to click on it, is that the thought that, like, I thought I understood this, but maybe this person caught something I didn't. Because, like, I read comics, but I haven't read every fucking comic. And I'm assuming that maybe there's someone out there who will catch an Easter egg or something that I didn't catch. And it's like, okay, cool. What? Like, I saw someone, there was an Easter egg with, like, a wolf cap. There was an Easter egg with a wolf cap in fucking Black Widow. And I was like, oh, I didn't catch that. That's cool, though. Like, the whole thing is kind of silly. So, like, there were 3 articles I saw today from the same website that were ways of saying that Kang is now in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And it's like, okay, cool. Like, how many times can you convey the same information without it being written? And the thing is, too, it's like, this first time I look on the article, I'm like, oh, okay, that's what I figured. Then the second time, I'm like, okay. And it's like, the first time it was like, first one was spoiler is revealed to be the big bad in Loki. And I was like, alright, I'm not, like, spoilers for me aren't a big concern. I don't really care too much, so it's like, alright, let me see who it is. And it's like, oh, okay, Ken, got it, okay. That's what I thought it was from the beginning. Then, comes the second article where it's like, spoiler formally introduced in his first appearance in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and then it's like, okay, cool. And then I was like, oh, so maybe they introduced another character. And I opened the article, and it's Jonathan Majors has made his first appearance in the Marvel Cinematic Universe as Kang the Conqueror. And it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense too. Then the third one comes, major Marvel power player, spoiler, appears for the first time in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I'm like, oh, did they introduce another character? And I open it, nope, it's Kang. Like, like, what the fuck? How many times do you need to convey the exact same piece of information? Like, who, like, I understand how the marketing works on this and why they need to do it. It's because you get paid based on number of clicks. So if you put this information out there in this way, and people think they're getting a new information each time, they're going to click on it multiple times. And they're going to see these articles. But still, like, what the fuck? like, this is some of the worst I've ever seen it with this. And it's like, you know, I saw a video pop up on my... I watched one video on YouTube, and then you get a million other recommendations based on it. A video popped up. It was like, ending of Black Widow explained. This one I didn't click on, because it was pretty straightforward. And also had the word Dark Avengers written in the fucking thumbnail. Like, yeah, okay, it's not rocket... Like, none of this is rocket science. It's not like you don't need to take a primer to understand this stuff. It's designed to be palatable for the widest possible audience. That's the point of any Marvel Studios production, is as many asses in seats as humanly possible. That's what they are here for. I don't understand why we feel the need to sit here and explain what's going on in each entry. Like, we're sitting down and like, fucking doing a thesis statement based on Catcher in the Rye in high school. Like, it, like, 9 times out of 10, there's very little symbolism in this. Like, I'm thinking back, it's like, how many fucking movies have I seen over the years? And how many times have I done something where, like, oh, and there was a symbolism in it? I'm thinking, like, maybe Batman vs. Superman, when the entire third act is Passion of the Christ. Like, maybe that. Like... And even that, it's not subtle to the point where you need... Like, there are some subtleties to it, in so much as there are things that, like, you will not catch on your first watch without looking for it. Like, the weirdly shaped telephone poles on either side of Superman. And it's like... it's things like that that, like, oh, okay, you can break that down and do that. But having seen Black Widow, I can honestly say that there's nothing there that requires deeper, you know... like, deeper explanation. Like, basically it's a post-credit scene that they're, you know, breaking down, quote-unquote, and when I see the post-credit scene, it's not so much the, there's nothing about it that needs to be broken down. I mean, especially, like, I would be able to better understand the need for the existence of this video if Falcon and the Winter Soldier didn't come out, where we already know who Val is, and we already know, we know she's Madame Hydra, I'm spoiling Black Widow, but this incensed me, we know she's Madame Hydra, and it really has nothing to do with the plot, it's the post-credit tag, we know she's Madame Hydra, we know, that she's already signed U.S. agent to work with her, and now going and getting Yelena to work with her, too, so, it all kind of makes sense, there's nothing there that really requires further speculation, besides what other Dark Avengers is she going to get. That's the furthest speculation we can really, you know, get out of this. I don't know. Seeing that was, like, it's kind of like we found a way to monetize something that we had nothing to do with. And I know that me saying that is kind of ridiculous because, like, I have a monetized podcast, In which I talk about things I have no idea what's going on, but I always feel like not better than that. Like, you will not see me do the same thing 3 times purely to be able to click on the link so I can get the ad revenue. You will not see me report basically on the information without any editorializing, because. If that's what someone wants, and they want to get to hear straight the information, number one, that's not good for a podcast, because episodes be very short. If I went and said that, you know, I did a news episode, like, there's a chance that Grant Gustin's appearing in the Flash movie, and that was it, that doesn't make for a good podcast, number one. Number two, it's like, I can get that from Variety, I can get that from comicbook.com, I can get that from any number of places. Why am I going to listen to this person, you know, deliver this information? So I understand that, like, but on the other hand, it's like, you know, you have to expand on it. What does this mean going forward? How does this help? How does this hurt? What does this do? Like, when I did my first episode review of Loki, I talked at length about power scaling and why the scene with the Infinity Stones in the drawer is so important for power scaling and you know what impact that has on the MCU going forward. That's the importance of, you know, of all of this. But you know, I'm just kind of, like, you know, I'm just so, like tired of it. And like, there was another article I saw today where it's, like, someone for Screen Rant wrote an article about how Korra is unlikable in Legend of Korra. Like, that show ended, what, 6 years ago? 7 years ago? And people are still pissed off about, like, what the fuck? Like, I remember those complaints back then and being like, oh, that's, like, why is that such a big deal to you? That the character's likable? Like, and likable and unlikable has become a code that people use to refer to female characters more recently. Where it's like, you know, like, I don't understand the, like, that was with Korra, with Rey, with Jyn Erso, with, you know, like, Captain Marvel, with all, like, oh, they're not likable. Oh, okay, well, you're watching a movie about them doing, you know, X, Y, and Z. They don't have to be likable specifically. Like, I don't understand. So, you know, that kind of, you know, always bothered me to an extent. This, you know, and it's like, now we're rehashing this again because because you're going to get clicks. And it's like, I don't understand it. I genuinely do not understand it. So we'll wrap up there with that. But I do have one other piece of information for, you know, the audience as a whole. Kindle Vella, I believe it's pronounced Vella, has finally launched. And I'm not going to disparage them too much openly about this. If you're a friend of mine, you know how I feel about how Amazon has handled this rollout. Basically, what Vella is it is a platform similar to Wattpad where you can read serialized fiction. This is another thing that really pissed me off. I saw an article about it today from GeekWired. I'm going to call them out specifically for this. So this is majorly fucked up that they wrote an article and put it out and said the biggest drawback to Kindle Vella is that there is no big-name author using it. And it's like, what the fuck? People didn't criticize Wattpad for that, or what, there's another thing like Wattpad, but, like, that didn't get that criticism. Because the point of this is to allow newer writers to, because the amount of money you make on this is, like, pennies on the dollar. So, like, this is not designed for a big-name author to do this. They're going to go to a publishing house like Penguin Random House or, you know, Simon & Schuster, or any number of other places, and yet, you know, and not do this. But, anyway, like, what the fuck? Like, you're, like, this is something that's good for up-and-coming creators, and let them, and, like, I'm not an up-and-coming creator at this point. I've been doing this for a while. I think that I don't qualify as up-and-coming anymore. I've been at this for, like, 7 years now. That sounds about right. Yeah, 2013, yeah. 7 years, give or take. So if you go now, the issue I have with Kindle Vella is not with anything the platform does, but the issue I have is with the way they've rolled it out and how little information they gave to authors on the platform as they rolled it out to make the transition from not existing to existing as smooth as possible. And it has been a clusterfuck of a production process to get this shit done, because they don't tell you anything. They didn't tell us it was coming out this week until last week. We didn't, like, that was information that was not shared until, like, literally within the last, not even full week. It has not been a full week since we were told that, you know, we were getting the releases, you know. Go ahead, bud. Just shove your way in. Fucking asshole. Sorry, I usually am driving while I'm recording this. So, they didn't tell us until last week that we were going to be releasing this week. Which is annoying, because, like, if you want to have it up and have scheduled episodes ready to go, you weren't able to really do that the way you should. And then I saw, you know, I finally got the up to, you know, speed when that happened. And so I got the first four episodes up. The first three on Vella are always free. So no matter who you're reading, be it me, be it any number of other independent authors on Kindle Vella, you will be able to read them all, the first three episodes for free. Decide if you like it or not. Then after the first three, you have to buy these tokens. And then buying the tokens is how the authors get paid. The more tokens you buy, the more money the writer gets. And it's pretty reasonable. My stuff is close to the minimum per chapter, 600 to 800 words. So it's they're very short reads. And it's episodic in nature. But each one is like 6 or 7 or 8 tokens, something like that. So it's, you know, it's cheap, and I hope that, you know, I hope this platform really takes off. I really like the layout, the format. This is not going to impact further releases. This is just going to be a supplemental thing that is happening. Hopefully, every other week. So next week. So right now, today, the first 4 episodes are up. So you can read 1, 2, and 3 for free. 4 you can read for whatever the token price is for it. And then 5 is up, but it is scheduled to launch on the 21st. So next week, episode 5 goes up. Then it's every other week after that point that an episode will go up. And the name is The Alchemist and the Illusionist. Featuring characters that have been featured in The Swan Song and Our Past Does Not Define Us. That said, I don't know if there's a comment section. I don't know if, you know, how this works too deeply. So, in the event that you have read Our Past Does Not Define Us, I'm going to ask you, please do not spoil anything about a certain character who is in this, because she features prevalently in the story, and it really is as much her story as it is Christine's. And Christine was really born out of a short film that never got made, where she started out as a character who's got like 2 lines, and then it's like, well, why don't we expand and do this? And then, you know, well, what if we gave her something of her, like, we make her a co-lead? And I was like, okay, well, what if we give her her own set of powers to go along with Victoria? And then it's like, okay, well, now this has evolved to its own thing. And then she got a major role in Swan Song Duet and Muses, and now this is really her story. Eventually, I'll be launching other titles as well. There will be other titles launched. Taser and Acrobat, which I was going to do as a screenplay-style book, will now be going to Vella. We will also be doing, I think Excellence is ongoing, will also be on Vella as well. We'll see how that goes and how well that gets received. But I think that also I'm going to see beyond that. I want to like Dreamscape, which I've been teasing for a while. I've been trying to get done for a while. I guess I wasn't able to crack how to properly do it. I was going to do it on Wattpad, but now I'm going to do it on Vella, I think. And that will be not immediately. I want to set up some of these characters. I got a few other ongoings that are currently in the development stages. And I'm going to use comics terminology when I refer to how they're being released, because really I'm using a comic-style release schedule, where like my original idea was to do it, just release them on KDP like I usually do, for $2.99 a pop, but this I feel is better. This is going to not cost as much for the reader, and it's going to be, I think for me, it's going to be better, too. So, hopefully this gains traction. If you want to check it out, if you search if you go to Kindle, if you go to Amazon/Kindle Vella, I think it's under, you can search for, what's it called? You can search for, The Alchemist and the Illusionist. It should pop up immediately. I believe, based on the article I read from Geek Wired, which also had a weird thing in it about how it's Amazon's fault that they kept getting distracted while they were reading it on their laptop, that it is apparently available on the iOS Kindle app, but not on the Android Kindle app. And I know for a fact it's not on the Kindle Android app, because today I went in to try and see it, and Kindle Vella is not on there. So, it's on your computer, and it's on the iOS Kindle app. You can find it. But beyond that, you're going to have to... on Android, it's not available yet. It's also not available on Kindle devices for some reason, apparently, too. Like, I don't know how that fuck-up happened. That seemed like a pretty sizable one, though. So, once again, it's called The Alchemist and the Illusionist. If you want to check it out, you can go ahead and check it out there. The first 4 episodes are up now. Episode 5 will be up next Wednesday. And then 2 weeks after that comes episode 6. And so on and so forth. And it just picks up. We'll add on other, you know, other stories as we go. So let's hope that, you know, I'm hoping that, Vella, you know, managed to find its audience. And, you know, people will dive in to pay for this. But, you know, worst case scenario, we'll use The Alchemist and the Illusionist as a test run for this. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. We'll move on. We'll try it. We'll just do traditional release for further things. Temple Outside of Time is still coming in November. Very much looking forward to that. I love that story. It's the first of many, I think. I think that's one I'm going to be able to do for a while. And then next June is Echo Omega, which is continuing Gabriella, her story from the Muses and seeing where she goes. That one's, you know, that one gets fucking nuts. So we'll see where that goes. So definitely check it out. Definitely, you know, all the support is greatly appreciated. Even if it is just going on Amazon, finding it, and just hitting the like button so it can get boosted up toward the top somewhere, we'll see it and read it. Even that would be helpful. So thank you to anyone who does that, and we'll be back next week. We'll be back later this week with another movie review. That's what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll get surprised and put one up. That's what most people do. They don't announce it in advance. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll watch one randomly, and we'll talk about it like that. So until then, have a great rest of your week.